Immensely pleased to feel that he was at last going to understand the mystery of these horses, Harry raised his hand. Hagrid nodded at him.
Yeah, I knew you'd be able to, Harry,
he said seriously.
And you too, Neville, hey? And...
Excuse me, said Malfoy in a sneering voice, but what exactly are we supposed to be seeing?
For answer, Hagrid pointed at the cow carcass on the ground. The whole class stared at it for a few seconds, then several people gasped, and Parvati squealed. Harry understood why. Bits of flesh stripping themselves away from the bones and vanishing into thin air had to look very odd indeed.
What's doing it?
Parvati demanded in a terrified voice, retreating behind the nearest tree.
What's eating it?
Thestrals, said Hagrid proudly, and Hermione gave a soft, oh,
of comprehension at Harry's shoulder.
Hogwarts has got a whole herd of them in here. Now, who knows?
But they're really, really unlucky,
interrupted Parvati, looking alarmed.
They're supposed to bring all sorts of horrible misfortune on people who see them. Professor Trelawney told me once.
No, said Hagrid, chuckling. That's just superstition, that is. They aren't unlucky, they're dead clever and useful. Course, this lot don't get a lot of work. It's mainly just pulling the school carriages, unless Dumbledore's taking a long journey and don't want to apparate. And here's another couple. Look.
Two more horses came quietly out of the trees, one of them passing very close to Parvati, who shivered and pressed herself closer to the tree, saying,
I think I felt something. I think it's near me.
Don't worry, it won't hurt you, said Hagrid patiently. Right now, who can tell me why some of you can see them and some can't?
Hermione raised her hand.
Go on, then,
said Hagrid, beaming at her.
The only people who can see thestrals, she said, are people who have seen death.
That's exactly right, said Hagrid solemnly. 10 points to Gryffindor. Now, thestrals...
Professor Umbridge had arrived. She was standing a few feet away from Harry, wearing her green hat and cloak again, her clipboard at the ready. Hagrid, who had never heard Umbridge's fake cough before, was gazing in some concern at the closest thestral, evidently under the impression that it had made the sound.
Hum, hum.
Oh, hello,
Hagrid said, smiling, having located the source of the noise.
You received the note I sent to your cabin this morning, said Umbridge,
in the same loud, slow voice she had used with him earlier, as though she was addressing somebody both foreign and very slow.
Telling you that I would be inspecting your lesson?
Oh, yeah, said Hagrid brightly. Glad you found the place all right. Well, as you can see, or, I don't know, can you? We're doing thestrals today.
I'm sorry,
said Umbridge loudly, cupping her hand around her ear and frowning.
What did you say?
Hagrid looked a little confused.
Thestrals, he said loudly. Big, winged horses, you know.
He flapped his gigantic arms hopefully. Professor Umbridge raised her eyebrows at him and muttered as she made a note on her clipboard.
Has to resort to crude sign language.
Well, anyway,
said Hagrid, turning back to the class and looking slightly flustered.
What was I saying?
Appears to have poor short-term memory,
muttered Umbridge, loudly enough for everyone to hear her. Draco Malfoy looked as though Christmas had come a month early. Hermione, on the other hand, had turned scarlet with suppressed rage.
Oh, yeah,
said Hagrid, throwing an uneasy glance at Umbridge's clipboard, but ploughing on valiantly.
Yeah, I was going to tell you how come we got a herd. Yeah. So, we started off with a male and 5 females. This one.
He patted the first horse to have appeared.
Name of Tenebrous. He's my special favourite. First one born here in the forest.
Are you aware, Umbridge said loudly, interrupting him, that the Ministry of Magic has classified thestrals as dangerous?
Harry's heart sank like a stone, but Hagrid merely chuckled.
Thestrals aren't dangerous. All right, they may take a bite out of you if you really annoy them.
Shows signs of pleasure at idea of violence,"
muttered Umbridge, scribbling on her clipboard again.
"No, come on," said Hagrid, looking a little anxious now. "I mean, a dog'll bite you if you bait it, won't it? But thestrals have just got a bad reputation because of the death thing. People used to think they were bad omens, didn't they? Just didn't understand, did they?"